I can't believe how hard it was to pull the vines out of the bushes. It took a lot more work than I thought.
Doing yard work can be tough, but it's worth it. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. I'm Zach. Springtime is here, and that means time for yard work. Do you like mowing grass, trimming bushes, and pulling tough weeds? That tough work makes your lawn look great, and flowers bloom fully. It's sort of like your Christian walk, too. It can be hard when you struggle with sin, but just like those weeds need to go, you have to get rid of sin so that you can grow strong in your faith. That's what our story is all about today. It's entitled, The Lilac Bush. Poppy walked into the kitchen just as her mom was coming in from outside. It was a hot day, and her mom's face was bright red and dripping with sweat. "Mom," Poppy laughed, "what have you been doing?" Her mom was breathing heavily, but she smiled. "I went outside a couple hours ago to clean up the lilac bushes. Well, they were in much worse shape than I thought. I just came in for a drink, but there's still lots for me to do." "I'll help," Poppy said, grabbing her gardening gloves. As the two approached the giant lilac bushes in the yard, Poppy saw the thick vines that wound their way up and over all the bushes, shading them from the sun's light. Mom picked up the hatchet and the two of them got to work. Mom cut the vines off at the base and Poppy grabbed and pulled the vines from the bush. The vines held so tightly that it often took the both of them pulling until the vine finally released and the lilac bush bounced back to its full height. "That was hard," Poppy said once they were finished. She was so tired she could barely lift the glass of iced tea to her lips. "I agree," Mom said. "But you know what? Sometimes when I do yard work like that, I remember that God is doing the same type of work in my heart. It makes the struggle a bit more bearable." "What do you mean, the same type of work?" Poppy asked. Mom looked thoughtfully at the bushes. "My sinful nature, my desire to do wrong things that go against who I am in Jesus, is a lot like those vines. Fighting against it often feels as hard as ripping those vines out. But because of Jesus, I have the Holy Spirit, who gives me the power to resist sin and is helping me grow to be more holy, more like Jesus. When I rip out those vines, I'm reminded of the Holy Spirit's work in my life and how grateful I am that I don't have to fight my sinful desires on my own." Poppy looked at the lilac bushes swaying easily in the breeze, thinking over her mom's words. She knew she had that same power in her, too. So how about you? Do you see evidence of the Holy Spirit's work in your life? If you know Jesus as your Savior, God is refining you and making you more like Him. Sometimes it's uncomfortable and it's impossible to do alone. God gives us the power to leave our sinful ways behind and pursue holiness. Whenever you struggle with sin, remember that God is making you more like Jesus and trust Him to help you show His love in your life. Our key verse is from Psalm 66, verse 12.
"We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance."
And our key thought, God makes us holy. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.